1-800-889-4949.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, this Thursday, March 20th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Interesting process happening down in Lansing. The marijuana industry. Cannabis growers, industry insiders descended on the Cannabis Regulatory Agency yesterday at the Capitol to voice their frustrations over the state of the market and believing that no one is listening to them. CRA Director Brian Hanna announced that the price of flower, known as bud, has reached a historic low. $65.21 per ounce. Total sales have fallen for the third month in a row, down to $246.6 million. Michigan consumers spending $250 million last month as a low and causing some major signals for layoffs and buyouts in mergers. The bigger players, of course, that have a bigger advertising budget, maybe a better, larger office store, are able to buy out the competition. Many of them getting out of the business because of the price drops. They are also pointing fingers at illegal cannabis-related products being sold over-the-counter at gas stations and suggested perhaps a cap on the number of growers that are allowed in the state. Matt Emig, owner of M&M Agriculture in Lansing, said, "We all know it's burning down all around us, but we're still trying to put a positive facade on it. We're trying to make it look okay, but it's not okay. Nothing is okay." Matt Emig cited a popular meme from a webcomic back in 2013. Sitting in the middle of a burning kitchen was a dog who had ate some marijuana. Sitting in the middle of a kitchen with the kitchen on fire, and the meme said, coming out of the dog's thoughts, "Wow, this is really cool. I've never seen the kitchen so bright before." And he actually presented that meme to the committee. Well, the executive director, Robin Snyder, of the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association executive director, confirmed that he, Emig, wasn't the only one in the industry who felt that there's going to be major problems, layoffs, closures, that's going to sweep through the industry. "I often hear my members say that they just don't know what else they can cut out of their budget. They've stripped their budgets down to the bare minimum. They're looking for more ways to make cuts within the company just simply to stay afloat and to keep their doors open. She pointed to the overabundance of cannabis being grown and an ongoing problem with illicit cannabis oil being sold in the marketplace. They're calling on a loophole for the sale of this illicit oil to be shut down. They want a new rule, and they want it done by the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, who's reviewing the situation. Snyder says more than 100 cannabis industry insiders were at the Capitol on Tuesday to lobby against a new, listen to this, by Governor Gretchen Whitmer as a way to fix the roads, to lobby against a new 32% tax on the growers of cannabis in the state. What would the growers do if they got hit with a 32% tax? They would pass it on to the stores. The stores would have to raise their prices to cover the tax, and they're already dying. Sales are going down. You know what the bottom line problem is with this industry, folks? Whitmer and the Democrats saw it as a way to make our state have recreational marijuana and tax the absolute crap out of it as a way to generate revenue to pay for their spending in Lansing. And the whole house of cards is starting to collapse. Well, in this House, Republican passed and with a couple of Democrats passed road package that Speaker Matt Hall just passed yesterday did not include the cannabis tax that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is calling for. Even Snyder, the spokesperson for the industry, said the wholesale tax doesn't work because there's no margins for the growers to absorb the wholesale tax. Many of them are already failing. She said the industry had been asking for help regarding a cap even on the number of growers that would be allowed to operate in the state of Michigan for more than 2 years. You see, what they want to do is they want to control the market. They want to control the supply. If they put these caps in place, there's no competition. With no competition, they then can price fix. With competition, now it's an open marketplace, more supply. Well, they can take less profits as a grower, but still be in business and grow and raise cannabis. Well, they're saying there's too many growers causing the prices to go down, and we cannot survive. There's too much supply, not enough demand, and now you want to add taxes on top of it. Bottom line, spokesperson said Michigan had the most free market in the United States, but pointed to what happened to the market in the state of Oregon. When the prices dropped, the state legislature was forced to put a moratorium on the amount of growers to allow the regulators to catch up. Snyder was asked, would a moratorium fix the whole industry? Her answer, no. But it would give our state an opportunity to put in place more meaningful enforcement. That I support. And she also went on to say, if it doesn't happen soon, the small businesses in the state are going to be plowed under by large corporations. The small businesses don't have the working capital to survive this. And what we read about larger companies, they're willing to subsidize it and cover the losses until they bankrupt the smaller businesses. Western Michigan University cannabis marketing professor. Really? Western Michigan University has a cannabis marketing professor. Okay. Nick Young predicted the bottoming out of the market in the cannabis industry probably around August or September. And this bottoming out will cause the market to then become sustainable. However, he did see a little relief with the April 20th cannabis holiday being an uptick for slumping sales. Why is that? 420. As you know, 420 is the time of the day that most people who smoke marijuana, especially if they do it at work on a break, light up a joint so that by 5 o'clock they could be slightly high for their commute home. Yeah, driving while under the influence of marijuana. That's the time of day that you should start having your alcoholic beverage. Happy hour? Well, 420 is what the cannabis industry uses, and they mark April 20th as a holiday. Also, they see the start of the tourist season for the state of Michigan coming in the spring, so people from outside the state of Michigan can legally buy marijuana here in our state. Lastly, Young, the university professor, also pointed to several municipalities in the state that hadn't opted into the cannabis market. If the current municipalities level stays the same, then I think you'll start to see a pretty big thinning out. Competition. State of Ohio, just to our southern border, is starting its cannabis market. And other states that regulate the industry says that they will have certain events that would possibly drive southern Michiganders to go to Ohio for their marijuana. Passed the legalization of marijuana recreationally in Michigan and then tax the crap out of it and allow too many growers to grow it. Yeah, you guys did a great job of this industry in our state. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, I want to remind you to text me Rick, R-I-C-K. I'll send you the screenshot photo text message for you to be able to check out rickhughesministries.org's website. Be sure to tune in on Sunday morning from 7:30 to 8 here on the radio station as well as the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The two websites, and the two phone apps. Again, just text me Rick, and I'll send you the information. Also, going to be mailing out rear window stickers for the radio station, as well as the new Doge Department of Government Efficiency stickers that we have purchased for the radio station. All you have to do is text me your first and last name, mailing address, and how many vehicles you pledge to put the stickers on, and we will mail them out to you. We are still in the first quarter of the Nielsen's ratings, and we need you guys to put these stickers on your vehicles, drive around town, and be a mobile billboard for us. Greatly appreciate if you would do that. One of the things that you have to understand is that by getting people to tune in to the radio station, that drives our ratings up, that helps us get new regional, possibly even national sponsors for the radio station. Greatly, greatly help us in getting new sponsors for this non-election year of 2025. One of the things you have to understand, we need more sponsors. We need new sponsors. We need to grow the radio family. So by you guys putting stickers on your vehicles and driving around town, and I highly recommend if you put them on your rear window at the top left corner, basically that way when you look in your rearview mirror, you may not even see it. Some SUVs, minivans, even pickup trucks, put them in the bottom left corner, upper left corner, behind your head. You won't even see them while you're driving. You won't even know they're there. But as you drive around town, go shopping, go to work, go to school, go to church, park out in the parking lots at various shopping stores as you do your shopping, people drive by, maybe they'll check it out and become a regular listener. So greatly appreciate if you do that for us. Now, one of the things that I do want to finish up today's show with is that the people running for office for next year. Two major races that we're going to be focusing on, of course, is governor and the U.S. Senate. You have to understand that we the people, are going to be involved in this process. We need you to be storytellers. You need to know the information so that you can share it with others. And when people ask you, how do you know so much about these candidates? How do you know this information? Well, I heard it on Trucker Randy's show. Tell them about the show. Tell them about the website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts. People can listen on demand. As you already know, many people can't listen live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. They have to work. They have to run their business. But if they are told about the website and know that we have podcasts there, they can listen on demand anytime. So greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate you guys helping us to get this information out. And again, another way to do it is with a rear window sticker. Now, one last thing, too, I did want to say for today. We have a bunch of Reagan Day dinners, Lincoln Day dinners coming up here this spring that we are going to be talking about, promoting. I need you guys to save roughly $30 to $50 for your tickets. As we start promoting these events, I'm going to attend as many of these as I possibly can, and I'd love for you guys to come join me. We have to support these local county parties, giving them the money, the funds to build up their treasure chest for next year, 2026 election. And the way they do that is having these dinners, guest speakers come and speak. So I greatly appreciate if you would save up some money and be able to attend these dinners as they start coming up. I believe the one for Sheboygan County is coming in on May 3rd in Mackinac City. We'll be promoting and helping them, and I will be attending that event. So greatly appreciate you guys if you would come and join us. So with that, I've got a lot of more stories already trickling in, but unfortunately we're out of time. We're not going to be able to get to them today. So I'll put some saran wrap on them and we'll talk about them tomorrow on Friday. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the